I'm Brendan Fletcher. I write Gotham Academy, Batgirl, and Black Canary, and close personal friends with the Court of Nerds.
Come on, do it. Are we recording?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that uses a cell phone service you've never heard of.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, it's 2017, Stacey. Get a cell phone someone's heard of. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacey.
I'm John.
And our special guest this week is our dear friend, B-Stick.
Hey, guys.
Brittany from Grand Rapids Comic Con. We are the podcast that, well, we're kind of stupid, and I apologize for that, but we're also brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Yes.
Brittany, do you want to tell people why they should plan on coming to Grand Rapids Comic Con?
Because it's freaking amazing.
I feel like that's pretty accurate.
It is.
And we're
it
done.
Is. Yes.
Show's over.
Close
everyone go
that.
Home.
No, Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through 22nd at DeVos Place. We have a terrific lineup this year, especially if you were a 90s child. Early 80s, 90s child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to say you just announced someone from Twin Peaks is coming to the
yes.
show. Yes. You're a little giddy about this
because
you're a Twin Peaks girl.
I am a huge Twin Peaks girl. Log lady forever. Yeah, James Marshall, who played James Hurley on the show, is going to be there. And, yeah, just terribly excited. He was in the reboot recently, too, for a few episodes. So that's sweet. He can talk about the reboot and everything with Kyle MacLachlan and all that jazz.
All kinds of great stuff. Be sure you keep up on what's going on by liking Grand Rapids Comic Con on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and of course, keeping up with the website, grcomiccon.com. But now, it's time for everybody's favorite part of this podcast.
Is it
everyone's favorite, or is it just time for it?
I don't know.
It's the news!
It's the news!
John's got the news!
Hello!
Hello, John.
We're going to start off with Apes Squish the Spider and take over the box office this weekend with $56 million opening, higher than the studio's conservative expectations. With that and a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, War of the Planet of the Apes looks to stay atop the charts with big blockbusters coming out this week, including Christopher Nolan's World War II epic Dunkirk and Luc Besson's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which I'll probably go see both.
Yeah, they both look good in totally different ways.
Yes.
Like, Dunkirk looks like it's going to probably scar me for a while. I'm not a big war movie guy. I know you are.
Yeah.
And like, it's the realism gets me, because I'm like, most of this actually happened.
I'm pretty sure it has a 96 or 97.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
It's going to be pretty good. But anyway, last night, WWE Monday Night Raw shocked the universe with a major announcement. Kurt Angle comes out and announces that he is the biological father of American Alpha's Jason Jordan. Now, they've teased this many, many, many weeks, or at least a couple, with Corey Graves and the WWE Universe thinking that Kurt Angle was going to be fired for what was happening. And they're totally going super 90s on us right now with all this drama series that they've been doing.
Oh, it's barf worthy.
But it's kind of cool, and he is now a member of Raw, and it could ignite a big push for the superstar.
I really hope it does. Jordan is incredibly talented. He's an Olympian. I mean, the guy is a physical specimen. I feel like he would make Stacey quiver in her lady parts if he had a British accent.
You can show me to him later.
Wait. Yeah, no, you said that right. Okay. Go on, John.
Winter is here.
Oh, yes, winter.
Yay. Yes. Game of Thrones premiered on HBO this past Sunday. The episode drew 16.1 million total viewers, including 10.1 million who watched on the linear channel, and the rest coming from DVR and streaming. That represents an incredible 50% increase from last year's premiere. John is getting ready for war, Cersei's crazy as ever, and Danny just wants to begin. Game of Thrones airs Sundays on HBO, if you didn't know that already. The live action of Aladdin has its stars. The Guy Ritchie-directed project reportedly had some problems finding lead roles to bring to life the animated story of a street kid who woos a princess with the help of a genie. But alas, newcomer and Egyptian actor Menem Saud, I hope that's how you say it, has won the role as Aladdin, with 2017's Power Rangers Pink Ranger, Naomi Scott, winning the role of Jasmine.
And Brittany looks Will like she Smith, desperately wants to chime in on
we
this.
We will. Hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
And Will Smith, yes, that Will Smith is the genie. This is a musical, as we all know, and Disney decided to take their time with the casting because it was hard to not whitewash and find somebody who can sing and dance. Yet, Naomi Scott is neither Middle Eastern nor Egyptian, so expect some backlash. Go ahead.
There has already been a lot of backlash with her, but as a new actress, I thought she was really good in the Power Rangers movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what she can do with it, and people just need to give her a chance.
And she's technically British, but she doesn't look like a white girl. She has dark hair. She has darker skin. Like, she could pull it off.
Yes.
So, you know, it is what it is at that point.
I think Disney did the best they could with it. A lot of people, including our own Grant Stoy, not happy about Will Smith as the genie.
Well, it was chemistry, too. It was a chemistry thing. They couldn't find a Middle Eastern or Egyptian actor that could sing and dance and had the chemistry with Naomi. It took them a while. That's why they didn't release anything until D23. They had thousands and thousands of auditions for Aladdin, apparently, and they just couldn't figure it out.
I mean, Emily gave hers with Sean Marr at Grand Rapids Comic-Con last year during their onstage panel.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly that I thought that was the match. I thought that was it right there. But
talk about whitewashing. Anyway. So, D23's Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer reveals Toy Story World. So, yes. Sora, Donald, and Goofy will also be able to explore the worlds of Tangled, Big Hero 6's San Francisco, Twilight Town, and the Mysterious Tower. Atari is back. If you want a little more in-depth news on this Atari, listen to Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood number 13, I believe his new one is.
That is the latest.
And he will say just a little bit more than me, but it's back. They have pictures released of the Atari Box, is what it's called, a new console that will play classic games like the NES Classic and the SNES Classic, and will also deliver current content. Now, very little is currently known, and release dates, specifications, games, and pricing should be available soon. They are going through, like, serious process. They're not releasing anything until they are ready. But it's basically going to be an SNES Classic with an HDMI port.
Nice.
D23 also released a behind-the-scenes look at Star Wars The Last Jedi and has named Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher as Disney legends. So congratulations to Carrie and Mark. And last but not least, our topic for the day.
That's right.
Next star of Doctor Who has been announced after intense speculation, and the person stepping into the role of the Time Lord is Jodie Whittaker. She's the first woman to take on the role, playing 13th Doctor in the BBC drama. Chris Chibnall, I'm going to say that wrong, Doctor Who's new head writer and executive producer, said after months of lists, conversations, auditions, recalls, and a lot of secret keeping, we're excited to welcome Jodie as the 13th. Doctor.
It's not the 13th Doctor.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. It's not the
13th. Technically, it's the 14th. We're going to correct you.
Okay, no, hang on. This is, but I want to set the table here.
I'm just saying, I copy-pasted this.
So. Right, John, you're okay. You're all right.
Well, people were also saying that this is the first female Time Lord, which I also had a problem with, because that's not accurate either.
All right, hang on. Stacey, let me set the table, and then you and Brittany can eat, okay?
Okay.
That's what we're going to do here. Because everyone, I think, at this point... John's out. John's leaving. Most people at this point have heard of mansplaining, right? You've heard of mansplaining?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm about to get femsplained because I am not a Doctor Who expert. I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
No, I think you must understand what mansplaining is.
It's not necessarily femsplaining.
Yeah. Mansplaining is when a man tells a woman something that a woman... knows already.
Right, but as a nerd, I should know these things.
Yeah, but you don't know them. It's not right, like we're talking down to you.
And you're women, and you're explaining it to me. And... Stacey, you generally talk down to me in general.
Stacey and I understand.
Right.
Anyway.
You usually talk down to me. So, Look at John like, no, you kind of talk down to everybody.
This is Jerry Springer material. This is not Court of Nerds material.
Oh, my God.
This is why we can't share a mic,
John. This is why we can't have nice things. Tried to set something up as a bit, and Stacey has to take it literally again. So, please nerdsplain to me.
Okay.
The greatness of a female Doctor Who, the greatness of why this took too long to happen, and explain why people need to shut their friggin' mouths about it.
I'm gonna swing that over to Brittany because I'm
Brittany,
really curious.
You did have a great explanation on Facebook about this, and I really like that. And that's part of the reason we brought you in this week. That and you said, "Why the hell am I not in this week?"
And I love the fact that she's wearing a Dalek shirt.
I am. I dress the part.
I dress the part. It's awesome.
It's not necessarily that the Doctor is female. As a Time Lord, he's alien, or the Doctor. We've used the pronoun he because it has been portrayed as male. But it's not really seen as male or female. Because Obviously, we have never checked that with the doctor. But this time, the doctor is going to be portrayed as a female just because when they regenerate, you know, they regenerate as people that are needed right now or based on their current growth. And the doctor, this past season especially, has been really affected by females. So that's why I feel they had the doctor regenerate as a female this time.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. No, right. That's fair.
So what have you guys seen as far as, I mean, internet reaction on this has been kind of strange.
Oh, it's divided. Oh, imagine that.
I don't think divided is the right word.
Really?
But again,
that's what I've seen.
I stay kind of, when it comes to stuff like this, I kind of stay in my nice little bubble that I've created, and I won't hide anything about that. My little nerd bubble where I have a lot of people who understand why this is awesome. You know, one of the things I retweeted was someone goes, what next? You're going to have female Captain America?
Yeah.
You're going to have female this, female that? Everyone else. Yes, do that. That sounds awesome.
They already kind of did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I want those things, though. Those things sound awesome to me. I'm not the person who's like, hey, no, I want things male and white and exactly looking like if I were actually in physical shape, okay? No, that's not what I want. I want diversity. I want everything to be different. So, Stacy, let's get your take on, I guess, kind of the internet's reaction and your reaction to that.
I saw a lot of ignorance, that's for sure. And I honestly was one of the people who's like, I'm fine with the doctor being male. Like, what's the big deal? Why can't he be male? Like, does he have to be female? Does it have to become a female character? No, there are female Time Lords. So it's not like it's just a group of males running around, running a society. There's a lot of women involved. But I was okay with it because, for me, when I watch it, the doctor is lost when he doesn't have a female companion. To me, the female character is actually the strongest of them because without her, he probably wouldn't be alive. So I'm okay with the doctor being a male. I really don't care. My concern throughout every single doctor that's happened since Chris Eccleston in 2005 has been, are they really going to do it justice? Like, every single one. And Peter Capaldi didn't sell me until this season because this season was freaking awesome. Like, the writers finally got their heads out of the sand on this one. So I actually really like Peter Capaldi. And this has happened before with Chris Eccleston. I didn't really like him at first. And now I rewatch him. I'm like, oh, man, I really liked him. I wish he would have stuck around longer. So I think people just like to get pissed about something. And they like to be heard. And they like having their tweets featured in articles. And they don't take a step back and look at it and go, does it really matter if it's a woman? Like, does it have to be a woman? Like, do we have to make everything a woman? No. Like, but if they do, cool. As long as she doesn't screw it up, I'm totally fine with it. I think it's a good opportunity. I don't really know a whole lot of what she's done. I've tried to watch Black Mirror. I think she was in an episode of that, wasn't
she? Broadchurch.
Oh, she was the mom, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have seen her, and I do remember her because she was fantastic in that, now that you say that. So, can she do it? I'm sure she can. I mean, they wouldn't pick a doctor. I don't think they've picked a doctor who's let us down thus far since the new series, so I'm excited for it. I'm a little nervous because I'm always nervous because nobody's David Tennant, but I'll give her a shot.
They did set it up a lot in this past season, though, to where just little things like exchanges between Capaldi's character and Bill, his companion, mm-hmm. like... are Time Lords supposed to be female? And then they're like, no, we're not as petty of a civilization as you, to where we have this fluid sexuality. And it's like, well, okay, this is the direction they're going now, and I'm excited to see what she can do. I feel like people just need to give her a chance. And every new doctor, it's the same reaction. With Eccleston, it was like, oh, he's kind of bad. And then Tennant came on, and they're like, oh, yeah, Eccleston was bad, but this new guy is, okay. And then four episodes in, oh, he's my favorite. And then they did the same with Matt Smith.
Yep.
And then Capaldi, which Capaldi admittedly is my favorite doctor.
Really?
Yeah, from the get-go, he was. Because I got really tired of the female companion falling for the doctor and them having that love story instead of just having it be... The doctor and his companion on an adventure. I got real.
But nobody, no women will watch it unless there's a love interest. Oh. Where else have we heard that? Oh. Deadpool. Look what happened to Deadpool. Like, everybody freaking loved that. The old method doesn't work anymore. Like, it's not as successful as this newfound, like, women like violent movies. They like rated R comedies. They like those things, and we're starting to get those types of things. And I think it's great that they're not just throwing more of the same with the doctor. They're mixing it up a little bit. That's I'm okay with that. And I'm curious because the companion's name was Bill this time, so it's more of a male name, if you will. And I don't know, is she staying on? Because they usually keep the companion the same to get you kind of like introduced to the doctor.
Are you caught up?
Did I miss an episode?
Are you caught up?
Oh my goodness.
Maybe.
Stacey.
I'm pretty sure I am.
Show prep.
Do you want spoilers? Spoilers, sweetie. Do you want spoilers?
No.
Did you really
just do that? Stacey's current fragile emotional state. I don't know how she'll be okay with spoilers.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm caught up.
Cybermen.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got turned into a Cyberman. Yeah. And she went off with her love interest, and that was her dying and moving on.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Because
I don't know.
Stacey took it literally.
Oh, shut up.
That was her dying and moving on and going on.
Part two.
Because now she's not a physical being.
Yeah, because she's just Adams. Explore. You can range them however you want.
Yeah, explore. Okay. But she's not.
Now that you say that.
She's not coming back.
Okay. Yeah.
Her body herself is dead. It's her soul that's living.
They don't typically do this, though. Like a complete refresh.
Clara went off with.
But she helped introduce this. Peter Capaldi, though.
Yeah.
She helped introduce him, at least. This one, there's no introduction. There's no, like, carryover.
Well,
we really like Clara. Let's get the new doctor in here and introduce them together.
That helps, too, introducing the female aspect of everything, too, to get that fresh start. Of course, we don't know where Nordahl is, either.
Yep. He's kind of disappeared.
I want him back. What I really want...
I like him. I think he was great.
What I really want is River Song to come back and interact with this doctor. Because the one episode, she looked at Capaldi and was like, you know who you remind me of? My second wife. So I really want her to come back and just have them connect those two points.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do all the doctors have a companion? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Are they mostly female?
The first one, it was his granddaughter, like the very, very first one, not Eccleston, but it was his granddaughter and her couple friends, and he was more of a professor type. And then there's more male characters, like the second one, I believe, second or third one, they had one called Jamie, and he was Scottish.
And so are they going to have a male counterpart
and
or companion
Captain Jack
or whatever?
Harkness.
It's possible.
The female?
They have.
To swap the roles or whatever?
Well, you know, because they need a love story, otherwise women won't watch.
Yeah, women won't watch it. Matt Smith had actually two companions that he would carry around with him in his little box. He had
my kind of cat.
I just love that Brittany's being so polite over here and like, Brittany, yell at us.
No.
Yeah, no, please stop this whole polite stick thing.
You've met me.
I have met you. That's why I'm trying to provoke
you. Have
you
met them?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you met us? Look at me and John. We're terrible. Ignore the adorable child in the corner.
You're talking about Rory and Amy?
Yes.
Okay, but Rory wouldn't have been there without Amy.
Correct.
So,
but he didn't say it was contingent upon there being a female involved, just were there male companions. And yeah, he had males travel with him. So it's not like there was only women all the time.
Well, I was just figuring.
But it was mostly, it's skewed towards the women.
I mean,
they probably will.
They might just put a male companion in.
They probably will. But, like, Nordahl was a male this year, and that was kind of his... Him and Bill went along with this doctor, so...
He was kind of a forced companion. I wouldn't say that he...
But he was amazing.
Oh, he was great.
He was great, especially in Dr. Mysterio. Mysterio? The Christmas episode from the 2016.
Oh, see, I don't know the names of the episodes. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible fangirl.
Well, and here's my thing with Who, right? Is because as much as, and I'll bring up Game of Thrones, which we talked about earlier. Game of Thrones, it's intimidating to people who haven't started it because there's so much to catch up on. How many seasons and years of Doctor Who are there to catch up on?
The new season or the old season?
It started in 1963.
It's the oldest running sci-fi show ever.
And well, they took a break.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why it's so intimidating to somebody. Me, I've never gotten into it, but I know I would like it if I did. But it's intimidating. There's a lot.
You got to start with the new season. Start with 2005. Watch all of the current stuff. And then, like, the first run, cut it in half and start with the second half. Because if you go to the front...
Jesus, John, does your head already hurt? Because my head already hurts.
I know. It's very intimidating.
it's all weebly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
If you try and start from the very, very beginning, you're going to get bored before, like...
Well, there, it's like one episode is split up into six different parts.
Yeah.
So it's so slow and it's so kitschy and it's 60s. So super low budget.
It was the 60s.
It's British. Like
drugs
the,
were cheaper.
Yeah, they were.
And it was, yeah. British.
It was British. Yeah,
it's British.
Hold on, John, can you I get can an see- it was British into the microphone, please?
It was British.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Wow. Ain't it, bruv? Hey.
John, the one man with a British accent Stacy doesn't find sexy.
Yeah.
Hey. That's a terrible burn.
Oh, my God.
Mine's, like, really bad and supposed to be very Britishly racist.
That's
Does that
true.
Make sense?
Yeah, no, that did make sense, yeah. Oh, is that, stereotypical.
Is that you just trying to explain how terrible your accent was? I wish this was a visual medium right now. That was hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Gotta keep the people going.
Gotta All right. give the people what they want.
Drew, guide us. Where are we? We've lost touch.
Let's talk about potential storylines you'd like to see. Maybe some Who villains who would interact well with a female appearing doctor. Is that fair to say, Brittany? I don't want to, again, a doctor who presents
who
as female.
Who is portrayed as being female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An alien who took a female body instead of a male body.
There you go.
Took it?
Took it.
Assumed it.
Okay, assumed it.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't know. I really want River Song back. Like, I feel like That'd Alex be cool Kingston dynamic. Would have a fantastic... job at her. Just like, yeah, second wife, going at it.
I really miss all of the random aliens that we got introduced to. I'm trying to think of exactly which doctor. I think it was Matt Smith. Like the lizard people who lived mm-hmm. underground.
Yep.
Like there were so many. The Centurions. Like, mm-hmm. where are all the really cool aliens? Like, I get the Daleks. I mean, they're classic. You cannot get rid of the Daleks. You can't get rid of the Cybermen. They are the epitome of a Doctor Who villain, and they're everywhere, and that's what's great about them as villains. You know, they just, once you think you've beat them, here they come out of this, like, freaking time thing that, a time vault. You know, that's really, really cool. And every time I see one pop up, it's like, I get goosebumps. I'm like, freaking Daleks! Like, come on! Why won't these stupid things just die? But I miss the introduction of all of these different species and... You know, the traveling through actual time, you know, to, like, the period pieces, mm-hmm. meeting Queen Elizabeth, or, yeah, was it Elizabeth or Victoria?
Victoria.
Victoria, yeah.
Because she was the Virgin Queen, and he's like, no, she wasn't for very long.
But, like, I miss those things. Like, let's explain a past event with a Doctor Who series. Like, I like that. That's what I miss. I miss the well, random,
like
the
random
species.
Agatha Christie episode. I'm obsessed with Agatha
Christie.
Oh, that
was a good one.
I own her whole collection. Go figure on that one. Me and books. But, yeah, I really miss the Agatha Christie type and just, like, the Shakespeare episode and bringing more famous people into it. Eccleston's series, I feel, went more into introducing new characters. One, because they're reintroducing the show, but, like, with Cassandra... And
going through,
she would be fun to introduce again. If they could.
If
They'd
they could.
They'd have to go back into different times.
Yeah. As long as they don't cross.
Or the cat.
Don't people. Cross the streams!
Wow. Well, given that you guys are bringing this up, and I guess this might be, I'm going to try and do a little crossover here with Brittany in the room. Who does better at kind of explaining past events that we thought already had a reason? Because I think that's what you guys are talking about, like going back and doing
it. Yes.
Who does this better, Doctor Who or Supernatural? Because I love the... Yeah. Because Supernatural does this a lot where they kind of...
No, but they don't go back in time.
No, but they kind of alter the way... Like, the reason you think things are the way you are. Like, Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
You didn't see the Wizard of Oz episodes that they did?
Oh, the Wizard of Oz episodes.
Yeah.
Overall, I just hate the Wizard of Oz.
Wait, I was going to say, wait, have you just never seen Wizard of Oz?
No, I just hate it.
Oh, okay.
I'm never...
I don't know what to say to you now.
I know.
See, and I've never seen Supernatural, so I can't answer that. But, like, the explanation of the hemophilia in the British bloodline.
Yeah.
You know, with the wolf. Like,
was
that was cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool to me. It's like, ooh.
I guess Supernatural and Doctor Who are different, where Doctor Who goes back and explains historical events. Supernatural does the more things that you might encounter on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So Supernatural will go and explain, like, they've had several episodes in Michigan set in Saginaw Grand. They had one set in Grand Rapids.
Yep.
So day-to-day.
Set in Grand Rapids, filmed in Canada.
Filmed in Vancouver, Canada. that's set here, kind of. Yeah, that's why I always carry salt with me now.
If you watch Supernatural, you will start to carry salt with you. I'm not kidding.
No.
It's very useful. Not just for seasoning.
Mm-mm.
All right. Do you guys feel we've adequately delved into the who-ness? Because we've been critiqued as a podcast for not being Whovian enough.
You haven't been on a regular basis.
I know, and that's why I'm trying to give the Whovians the floor here. I have given
Are you critiqued by the person you invited to come talk about Doctor Who?
What? Not just her, though.
Did I call that out?
It's not just Brittany. It's many Whovians in our listening
audience. It was all caps text to him, like, why are you not talking about this more?
Okay, the reason they're not talking about it is because I'm the only one in the triad here that watches Doctor Who, so on like a weekly basis, I would just be talking to myself. Because I've brought it up
now
before.
You don't have to.
Yes, and shame on Drew. He's like, but we don't know anything about Doctor Who. And I'm like, what the shit? Like, why can't we talk about our stuff?
The biggest piece of news for Doctor Who besides Doctor Who was on this week.
No, the season. Okay, okay. Now,
so
let's just pause
invite
here.
The girl that has a TARDIS painted on her wall.
There you go.
All right. All right, it works. Fair. Yeah.
This
Brittany,
season,
you know you are welcome here anytime. You know that, right? You have like a lifetime pass
open
to
invitation.
Come on whenever you want.
Yes.
The season has, it's completely different than the last two seasons, in my opinion. Like the
any season.
The plot lines for, especially the last series, I guess, of Doctor Who, it was so out there. Like, I didn't really know what was going on, but I watched it because I'm a dedicated fan and hope that it would get better. And they finally changed some things up. So that's why I wanted to talk about it this year, because it is so much better. And it's like the old David Tennant style series where everything's kind of connected together. And it's, you know, it's Bad Wolf all over again. And I loved that about Doctor Who. And then they got rid of it and it just became weird and hard to follow.
My friend and I were talking. He sent me an article that was, well, maybe I sent it to him. Regardless, we read an article where each season of Doctor Who, each Doctor has a different theme. And the article presented it as Capaldi's character having the theme of death. We saw it more as change, where his character, each episode has to go through a different change, which again, set it up for the major change that Chibnall was going to bring to the end of the series. So the theme this year was more relatable and more interesting for me than the past.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's hard to like something that you can't see a little bit of yourself in.
So what was like Matt Smith's? Because I figured I didn't know who that was, and I just looked him up, and he's like he's got the big hair, and he's kind of suave, and he's younger, and then you got
goofy looking,
kind of goofy looking, but
doofy.
He's like Capaldi's not a young man, and Matt is. So does that kind of change how the Doctor works and/or the theme? Like, if it's a younger Doctor, is it more of a younger theme? If it's an older Doctor, is it older?
If it's a younger Doctor, they throw that romance thing out there to where, like, Tennant was always going through his ladies. Matt Smith was always going through his different ladies. With the older character, they presented him more as a fatherly figure. Like, here, let me take you and guide you and help you. And I appreciated that more than just, hey, you like me, so I'll take you along for a little bit and then tell you, oh, no, I'm a Time Lord and... Like, and I hated that romance conflict
Time
and everything.
Lord slash player.
Player, yeah. Yep.
Dr. Pimp.
Well, I think that's as good a note of any
that. Yeah,
episode.
I don't think that's it.
I don't know if I'm going to find a higher note than that. Brittany, thank you so much for coming down.
You're welcome.
And for nerd-splaining Doctor Who.
Stacy,
thank you for being literal as always.
You're very welcome. You can always count on me.
I can always count on you to show up exactly on time and be as literal as possible.
Damn straight.
Maybe next time you'll have a working cell phone. We'll see what happens.
Maybe. No promise.
I know. You 2017 is calling, Stacy. If you get a real phone, you can answer.
I'll go back to 94, thanks.
John, thanks for the news. Wow. You have to pick all those
That's
up.
That's fine. I'll
you
clean
have to
it
pick
up.
All of that up.
The studio's a mess now.
This is why we can't have nice things. No, Isaac, don't pick it up for her. Make Stacy clean
he
up for
me.
Herself.
He loves me. He loves me. I'll give him hugs.
Do we cue the music?
Do we cue the music?
Do we just stop talking?
No.
We are
defeated. Recording here. Brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos and the Amway. Pull it together, losers.
I'm sorry.
Pull it together.
I'm ready.
I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
And Brittany is our guest. Go clean up the mess Stacy made. I hate all of you.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Court of Nerds. I'm West Coast Avenger Greg. Special thanks to this episode's sponsor, Grand Rapids Comic-Con, October 20th through the 22nd at DeVos Place. Info on the show at grcomiccon.com. You can follow us on the Facebooks, Court of Nerds, on Twitter at court_of_nerds, and check out our Spider-Man Homecoming review and all kinds of other nerdy goodness at thecourtofnerds.com.